For an ad-free listening experience, please check out Sleep Tight Premium. A link can be found in our show notes. Thank you.
You're listening to Sleep Tight Science.
Did you know that our planet zips around the sun at about 107,826 kilometers per hour?
What?
That's super fast. So next time you feel like you are just sitting still, remember, you are actually speeding through space at an incredible pace aboard planet Earth. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Sleep Tight Science, a bedtime show that answers your questions about science. In this special episode, we are going to combine all the information we gather into one of our favorite formats, lists of facts. We love these bite-sized pieces of information because they are fun, can be easy to remember, and lead to more questions. You may find you will impress your family and friends with all kinds of fun science facts. So, let's get started. Did you know our beautiful planet Earth is often called the blue marble? When you look at it from space, it's easy to see why. Covered mostly by water, Earth shines like a blue ball against the backdrop of the vast universe. But there's a whole lot more to our planet than just its blue appearance. Let's look at some amazing facts about Earth, our blue marble. About 71% of the Earth's surface is covered with water, which is why it looks blue from space. This vast amount of water is home to an incredible variety of life. Earth is the only known planet in the universe that supports life. Its perfect distance from the sun and unique atmosphere make it the ideal home for millions of species. The Earth's surface is made up of several large plates that move very slowly. This movement can cause earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and even new mountains. While the Earth looks like a perfect sphere from space, it's actually an oblate spheroid. This means that due to its rotation, it's slightly flattened at the poles and bulges a bit at the equator. Our atmosphere is made up of 78% nitrogen and 21% oxygen, the perfect mix for us and many other forms of life to breathe. In addition to the dominant blues of the ocean, Earth displays greens from vegetation, white from clouds and ice-capped poles, and browns and yellows from the deserts and plains. These intriguing details barely begin to uncover the wonders of our planet. What else can we discover? We have a question from Porter Murdoch, who is 6 and from Erie, Colorado. Porter asks, "Why are mountains pointy at the top?" We have to use our imagination for this one. Imagine two big slabs of the Earth's crust, the outer layer of the planet, slowly moving toward each other. When they can't move any further, they start to push up against one another. This push is so strong that it forces the land to fold and rise up, creating mountains. Now, because this process happens over millions of years, the tops of the mountains become pointy for a few reasons. First, there's erosion. This is when wind, rain, and snow wear away at the mountain shaping it. The top of the mountain experiences a lot of this weather action, so it wears down to a point. Also, as the mountains rise, they can crack and pieces can break off, leaving behind sharper peaks. Plus, ice and snow can collect in the cracks, freeze, and then expand, making the cracks even bigger until parts of the mountain might break away, helping to form those pointy tops. But not all mountains are pointy. Some have rounder tops because they have been worn down even more over a longer time, or they're made of softer stuff that doesn't stack up into points as easily. Thank you for the question, Porter. Did you know that our planet is home to some truly gigantic islands with unique ecosystems, climates, and landscapes? From the icy stretches of Antarctica to the tropical forests of Borneo, these massive land masses are surrounded by water and filled with wonders waiting to be explored. Here are the 10 largest islands in the world, showcasing not just their vastness, but also their unique character. Number 1, Greenland. The world's largest island spans 2,166.86 kilometers squared, or 836,330,000 miles squared. Number 2, New Guinea. Stretching across 785,753 kilometers squared, this island is a paradise of rainforests and diverse species. Number 3, Borneo. With an area of 748,168 kilometers squared, it's a haven for some of the planet's most endangered wildlife, including orangutans. Number 4, Madagascar. Unique flora and fauna cover its 587,041 kilometers squared, or 226,658 miles squared, making it a world unlike any other. Number 5, Baffin Island. In Canada's Arctic, it covers 507,451 kilometers squared, featuring dramatic fjords and Inuit cultures. Number 6, Sumatra, an Indonesian island of 473,481 kilometers squared. It is known for its volcanoes and vibrant ecosystems. Number 7, Honshu, is Japan's largest island at 225,800 kilometers squared, and it is the heart of the country's culture and history. Number 8, Victoria Island, another Arctic island in Canada. Victoria Island has a rugged and beautiful landscape and spans 217,291 kilometers squared, or 83,897 miles squared. The ninth largest island is Great Britain. It is rich in history and landscapes, covering 209,331 kilometers squared, from Stonehenge to the Scottish Highlands. And number 10, Ellesmere Island, part of Canada's Arctic archipelago. It's a place of extreme beauty and brrr, cold. If you are wondering why Australia isn't at the top of this list, it's not included because it's a continental landmass. But it is also an enormous island, covering 7,618,493 kilometers squared, or 2,941,514 miles squared. Speaking of Australia, did you know that Australia is home to some of the most unusual animals on the planet? Many of these creatures can't be found anywhere else in the world. Here is our list of 8 amazing Australian animals that captured our imagination with their distinctive features and behaviors. Number 1, Bilby, a small, nocturnal marsupial with big ears like a rabbit's and a long, pointed nose. It digs burrows and is known for its silky blue-gray coat. Number 2, Thorny Devil, a lizard covered in spiky scales. It can change colors to blend into its desert surroundings and collect water by channeling it across its skin. Number 3, Cassowary, one of the world's largest birds. The cassowary is flightless, has a striking blue face, and has a helmet-like crest on its head. It's known for being quite shy, but can be dangerous if bothered. Number 4, echidna, often known as spiny anteaters. Echidnas are covered with coarse hair and spines. They have a specialized snout and tongue for eating ants and termites. Number 5, quokka. Famous for its friendly and curious nature, the quokka is a small wallaby with a broad smile, making it one of the most photogenic animals. A wallaby is an Australasian marsupial, similar to but smaller than a kangaroo. The number 6 animal is the Tasmanian devil. Known for its ferocious appetite, the Tasmanian devil is a carnivorous marsupial with a strong build and a loud, disturbing screech. Number 7, platypus. One of the only mammals that lays eggs, the platypus has a duck-like bill, webbed feet, and a beaver-like tail, making it an interesting example of evolutionary adaptation. And number 8, sugar gliders. These small, nocturnal marsupials have a membrane between their front and back legs that allows them to glide between trees in search of food. This is just a small sample of all the amazing wildlife that calls Australia home. Did you know our world is a giant playground? For this list, we will have to use our imagination a bit. Imagine if you could slide down the tallest slide, hide in the deepest secret fort, or run across a huge field without end. Earth is a bit like the most amazing playground you've ever seen. It has super tall slides, mountains, giant secret forts, valleys, and massive fields, plains that go on and on. Let's look at 4 of the coolest play spots on our imaginary playground. Mount Everest, the highest point on Earth. Mount Everest towers 8,848 meters or 29,032 feet above sea level in the Himalayas. It's so high that it's in the jet stream, where climbers can face winds over 200 miles per hour. The Grand Canyon. This immense valley carved by the Colorado River stretches for 446 kilometers, or 277 miles, in Arizona, USA. With layers of colorful rock that tell stories of Earth's history, the Grand Canyon is a testament to the power of water over time. the Great Plains, spanning several U.S. states, from Texas to North Dakota. The Great Plains are vast stretches of flat land that have supported both wild buffalo herds and human agriculture for centuries. Because of its fertile soil, this area is known as the breadbasket of the United States. The Nile Valley. This fertile strip of land along the Nile River has been the lifeline of Egyptian civilization for thousands of years. Stretching over 4,000 miles, or 6,437 kilometers, it is a green oasis that cuts through the Sahara Desert, allowing life to flourish in one of the driest places on Earth. Liam Selva, 9 years old, from San Antonio, Texas, would like to know why tornadoes don't go on mountains and hills. Imagine trying to run really fast in a straight line, but then you hit a steep hill. You'd have to slow down, right? It's kind of like that for tornadoes. Tornadoes typically form in flat, open landscapes because these conditions allow the necessary atmospheric interactivity to occur more easily. Mountains and hills disrupt the flow of air, which contributes to tornado formation. When air moves over varied elevations, like mountains and hills, it creates complex wind patterns that can break apart the organized structure needed for a tornado to develop or sustain itself. The temperature and moisture contrast that fuel tornadoes are less pronounced in mountainous regions. Tornadoes require warm, moist air near the ground to rise quickly into cooler air above, creating instability. Mountains can block this flow of air and reduce the chances of such instability forming. While it's not impossible for tornadoes to occur in hilly or mountainous areas, the terrain significantly reduces their likelihood and intensity. The natural topography acts as a barrier, making flat plains and valleys more susceptible to tornado occurrences. Thank you for the question, Liam. Did you know that Earth has been keeping a secret stash of water? It's true. Deep beneath the Earth's surface, there's enough water trapped in rocks to fill the oceans three times over. It's like discovering your closet is secretly connected to a candy store. But instead of candy, it's water. And instead of a closet, it's the Earth's crust. So next time you take a sip of water, just think, you might be drinking from Earth's secret stash. In this episode, we learned a little bit about the Earth through some fun facts. We looked at why the Earth is sometimes called the Blue Marble. We looked at the 10 largest islands and what makes them unique. We looked at some of the amazing animals that can be found in Australia and why the Earth could be considered a large playground. We had questions from Porter Murdoch, who asked why are mountains pointy at the top, and Liam Selva, who asked why tornadoes don't go on mountains or hills. If you have any feedback, please send it our way. And if you want to make sure you get all the episodes, please ask your parents to subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever your parents listen to podcasts. If you love learning about science with us, please leave us a review. It may help others find our show. If you'd like to send us your questions, please send them to hello@sleeptightscience.com. Sleep tight.